You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Virginia is one of the must-win states for both President Obama and Governor Romney, and recent polls reveal that the race there couldn't be tighter. Virginia is the home to the country's most expensive Senate race this year, which pits two former governors against each other. Joining us now for a look at the Old Dominion is Washington Post local columnist Robert McCartney. Very pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hello.
Hi, Leonard. Good to be here.
Governor Romney was in Virginia yesterday, just a day after his second debate with President Obama. How often have the candidates been visiting the state in recent weeks?
Constantly. I don't have the numbers at my fingertips, but they, several times a week, I'd say, one of them shows up. They've been coming back repeatedly. Of course, it's close for President Obama, but Romney, this is one of the places he's been the most, along with Ohio and Florida, I believe.
And have they fashioned their themes to suit the concerns of people in Virginia?
Well, I think they talk a bit more about defense spending, because that's a very big issue in Virginia. It's one of the two states with the largest concentration of defense employees. That's partly because the Pentagon's here, but also because of the very large naval base in the Hampton Roads area down around Norfolk. So they have talked a bit more about that. But in general, I think they're pretty much stressing the same themes with which we're all familiar about taxes and health care and the economy and jobs and women's issues. Pretty much the same things.
The race for the open Senate seat is between former Governor Tim Kaine, who was also the chair of the Democratic National Committee, and former Governor and Senator George Allen, who lost a seat to Jim Webb in 2006 by just 9,000 votes. How competitive is that race?
Extremely competitive. I think both of these races in Virginia could come down to the wire and could be affected by changes even in the last week of the race. According to the polls, especially in the last 6 weeks or so, Kaine seems to be doing a little bit better vis-a-vis Allen than Obama is doing vis-a-vis Romney. So the Kaine is running a little bit ahead of fellow Democrat Obama. I would say that Kaine is sort of showing a consistent, although small, lead close to the margin of error. And Obama and Romney, it's just a toss-up right now. I mean, some of the poll at one average of polls has Romney ahead, another average of polls has Obama ahead. So it really is a dead heat pretty much right now between Obama and Romney. Although, of course, Obama was ahead by a pretty consistently there before the first debate. And then it's like everywhere else, it has narrowed quite a bit since that first debate where the president had a poor performance. Now we'll have to see if he can reopen that margin following his better performance in the second debate.
Well, Kaine and Allen have also been debating. Has there been a clear winner?
I would say no. I think that Kaine is more comfortable debater. He's a little bit smoother on his feet. But Allen is, very substantive. These are both heavyweights. These are both former governors. Allen is a former senator. These are very experienced, very well-known politicians in the state. They've been around for a long time.
Well-liked.
Yes, I would say they're both pretty well liked. I think Kaine a little bit better than Allen. Allen is, lost by just a little bit 6 years ago, and in a generally Democratic year to a very moderate, sort of middle of the road Democrat in James Webb. So he certainly is. This is not a runaway for anybody.
Well, he's probably best known for his use of the word macaca to describe an Indian American man who was working for his opponent's campaign. Has he been choosing his words more carefully during this current campaign?
Much, much more carefully. It is almost entirely different George Allen in this campaign. He was very well known and, in fact, made his name for being very confrontational, pugnacious, sort of enjoying the fight, enjoying taking it to the Democrats. That helped him get elected governor. It helped him get elected to the U.S. Senate the first time. And then it sort of backfired for him, especially 6 years ago when he used this racially derogatory term macaca to describe this young man who was following him around, videotaping him on behalf of the Democratic campaign, and that his use of the word macaca was captured on videotape and went viral and became, you know, a national sensation, a national story. And I think there's no question that it was a Democratic year anyway, but I don't think there's any question, given how close it was, that one incident cost him his Senate seat.
Well, tonight,
and he is much, much more restrained now. He is... It's just not the same George Allen. He's much more moderate. He chooses his words more carefully. You don't quite get the same fire that you used to see, but that is very much what I think independent voters and moderate voters in Virginia like to see. And I think they were alienated by how he came across 6 years ago, and they might be more willing to support him this time around.
So the four debates we've had so far, tonight is the final debate, the fifth one, have been less contentious than we've seen in other places?
They have been pretty mild at first. They were pretty civil at first. Then the last one got more feisty, got sort of more argumentative. But, you know, they're pretty substantive. They're going over issues that they've staked out, going over positions that they've staked out previously. There have not been any major gaffes or embarrassments that have seemed to have any lasting effect. There have been sort of each one has had a misstep, but nothing that seems to be really, overwhelming the discussion so far.
After four debates, is there any policy rock that's been left unturned?
No, not to my knowledge. Allen is basically taking a conservative Republican position, one step short of a Tea Party kind of position. I mean, for instance, he has refused to say whether he would have voted for the House Republican House budget proposal, of course, crafted by the vice presidential nominee, Paul Ryan. He has not said that, I think mainly because he doesn't want to be attacked for publicly endorsing a voucher system for Medicare. And then Kaine is running a slightly to the center vis-a-vis Obama, though not much. I mean, he was, Obama's handpicked chairman for the Democratic committee. He's very closely associated with Obama. He has strongly spoken out in favor of Obama, even when Obama looked like a losing proposition in Virginia. Kaine was speaking out for him. Obama's doing better now than he was certainly a year ago in Virginia. But Kaine, for instance, Obama wants to raise taxes on everybody earning $250,000 or more. Kaine would raise taxes only on people earning $500,000 or more. So he's a little bit more to the center on that.
Now, what are some of the other major issues in the campaign? Before you tell me, remind our listeners that I'm speaking to Bob McCartney, who's a local columnist for The Washington Post. We're talking about Virginia and the 2012 campaign. Obviously, Virginia is covered by The Washington Post.
Right, especially Northern Virginia, but I'm a metro columnist for the Post, and I write about the whole Washington region, which includes not just District of Columbia politics and government, but also Virginia and Maryland.
Now, when you say Northern Virginia, can we say that the state is kind of divided north and south?
Very much. Well, there's sort of Northern Virginia and almost everything else. The Democrats are much, much stronger in Northern Virginia than anywhere else in the state, with the exception of some urban areas in Richmond and in the Hampton Roads area. They're basically three centers of power for the Democrats in Virginia, but Northern Virginia is by far the most important. You have a lot of immigrants here. You have a lot of transients, people who've moved here from elsewhere in the country. The Northern Virginia has become increasingly Democratic, especially since the early part of the last decade, starting after about 2000. And the state, because of the Northern Virginia vote, and this is basically the Washington suburbs in Virginia, just south of the Potomac, the basically because of that, the Virginia as a state went for the Democratic candidate, Obama, 4 years ago. That was the first time that Virginia voted for a Democrat for president since 1964. So that was a big swing, obviously. And the Republicans have won every state election since then, since 2008. But based on the polls, the Democrats seem to have a pretty good chance of coming back this time, although this is by no means guaranteed.
Immigration was a big issue in the 2008 campaign. Have the candidates been talking about it much this year?
Not much. No, it's been mostly the same things you've been hearing at the national level: jobs, taxes, and the economy, women's issues, health care. Then, as I mentioned earlier, some special emphasis on defense spending and defense cuts, where Allen is attacking Cain and trying to pin on him the charge that he supports defense cuts that are envisaged in the budget deal that was passed last year, and that
voted on by both Democrats and Republicans.
Right, I was going to get to that. I mean, this is, as you know, if there's no budget deal after the election, between the election and early January, if there's no new budget deal, then there's going to be what they call sequestration, which is forced, triggered cuts in federal spending, about half of which are going to be in defense spending. They would hit Virginia particularly hard because Virginia has so many people in the defense industry,
including
military
contractors.
Very many military contractors in Northern Virginia, around the Pentagon and around the CIA, as well as more traditional, military personnel and support people around the naval base near Norfolk.
Go ahead.
So Allen is saying Cain was with the Democratic Committee. Democratic National Committee. He supported that deal as Obama did. Therefore, Cain basically wants to cut the guts out of defense spending. What Allen doesn't say is that prominent Republicans, including from Virginia, such as House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, signed that deal. Governor Bob McDonnell, who's a Republican, supported that deal, and he doesn't mention that. He's trying to pin it all on Obama and Cain.
There's a legal fight that's broken out in North Virginia over how to guarantee a fair vote next month. Could that have major implications for the outcome?
Way too early to see. And we're not sure it's going to be a legal fight yet, because the Democrats have not yet taken it to court. They're threatening to go to court. Basically, there are two things going on. I wrote about this in my column this morning. The Democrats are concerned that Republican appointees who run the elections apparatus in Northern Virginia and everywhere else in the state, because the governor is a Republican, that they are either breaking or twisting rules in ways that would help the GOP especially this is an issue in Fairfax County, which is by far the largest jurisdiction in the state. It's by far the most heavily Democratic in terms of numbers jurisdiction in the state. It's basically where the Democrats have to run up a big margin in order to carry the state. And the Democratic party officials in Fairfax County are concerned that basically rules on what election observers can do at the polls and that rules on the handling of provisional ballots are being interpreted by Republican appointees in the elections apparatus in ways that are potentially detrimental to the Democrats. And they are threatening to go to the courts about this. Now, there's no evidence yet that anything's amiss. There's no evidence that anything's been done wrong or that the Republicans, are planning to try to manipulate the vote in any way. There's no evidence of that right now. This is the Democrats basically issuing a warning kind of statement that they're concerned about this, that we need to watch this, that they may go to court over this. They are particularly concerned because in Fairfax County, as I said, the biggest county in the state, where really big Democratic margin is necessary from the Democrats' point of view if they're going to carry the state. The electoral board there, one of the two of the three members on the electoral board are Republicans, because the Republicans have a majority because the governor is a Republican. And one of them is a gentleman by the name of Hans von Spakovsky, who is one of the most outspoken, prominent supporters of voter identification laws throughout the country. And, of course, the Democrats passionately oppose those laws. They say they're an effort to suppress turnout. I mean, here is a guy with a record, a long record, as an activist on election issues in ways that help the Republicans, who's actually one of the electoral board members in this heavily Democratic or Democratic-leaning county. So the Democrats are nervous about that and worried that it won't be fair. Again, no evidence yet that anything's been done wrong. This is basically just the Democrats raising the alarm and sort of saying, look at this, we need to pay attention to this. Don't let anything go wrong. Let's make sure we have a fair vote. And I should emphasize, Virginia has a tradition of fair and clean votes. I mean, there's little, you know, bumps in the road here and there, but this is not a state where there's been a lot of trouble like this in the past.
Bob,
the Democrats just want to make sure it doesn't happen this time.
One more thing before I let you go. It's estimated that the presidential campaigns and outside groups have poured $133 million in TV ads into the state. That's more than any other state in,
right,
in the country.
Yeah.
It must be helping the bottom lines of all the local stations.
TV stations are doing great, and the newspapers are not, I'm sorry to say.
How many of those ads are being paid for by outside groups as a result of the Citizens United ruling?
The way I don't have the numbers right at my fingertips, but I believe the outside groups are a much bigger factor, I'm sure of this, that the outside groups are a much bigger factor for the George Allen campaign on the Republican side. The Kane, the Democratic candidate for senator, has raised more money from regular, for his campaign, from contributions to his campaign. But Allen's been getting relatively more money from the outside groups. And, of course, one reason that's so expensive is you've got it's a major swing state in the presidential race, plus you've got a major Senate race. So you've got two big races. And plus the Washington market is pretty expensive. The TV ads in the Washington market are expensive, and that's contributing to it, too.
Robert McCartney is with the Washington Post. Thank you so much for talking about what's
going
on in Virginia.
Good to be here.